All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Observing the anniversary of 9/11 will look very different this year. A task force reviewing the Boston Police Department gives Mayor Walsh their recommendations, and Will Smith announces a Fresh Prince reunion. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Kanye West is a broken man, and it's all because of texting.
Damn. Leroy has your sports.
And you already know what it is. Football is back in New England. Can I get an amen? Amen!
Yeah, yes. Hold on.
Glowing, Leroy.
We're doing it black church style.
Yes, that's right.
Clap in front of your forehead. Look down. Say yes. Yes.
But first, Governor Baker, Mayor Walsh, and other state officials will honor the victims of the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 19 years ago. The ceremonies will look different this year because of the pandemic, with the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund saying that there will be a mix of pre-recorded and in-person events. There will be a traditional flag-lowering ceremony at the State House, followed by a reading of the names of the 206 victims who were either Massachusetts residents or had ties here. The event will be live-streamed starting at 8:30 this morning at massfund.org.
I can't believe it's been 19 years.
Mm. We're going to do a moment of silence, by the way, at 8:46 this morning for that, too.
A task force created to review the Boston Police Department's policies and procedures has met and submitted a draft of its recommendations to Mayor Walsh. The force includes community law enforcement and advocacy group representatives. Among the recommendations, expand the body-worn camera program, continue to ban the use of biometrics and facial recognition software, revise the department's use of force policies and the consequences for violation and infractions, and to create an independent Office of Police Accountability and Transparency with subpoena power. And public comments about the draft report will be accepted for 2 weeks before the recommendations are finalized and submitted to the mayor. And Will Smith announced a reunion with his Fresh Prince of Bel-Air castmates on Instagram. He posted a picture of the cast that got together yesterday to record the reunion on the show's 30th anniversary.
Damn.
Good God.
Crazy.
He also wrote R.I.P. James, referring to James Avery, who played Uncle Phil and died in 2013.
And then in 2015, and then in 2017, and then early 2020.
Oh, my God.
If you go by Facebook.
Right. The reunion will also include an emotional reunion and candid conversation with Janet Hubert, who played the original Aunt Viv.
Whoa, Aunt Viv.
She was the only one. She was the only one.
Really?
Oh,
see, you guys
God.
Didn't appreciate. I was just saying off air how they should have addressed it when she left the show. They should have had an episode where it started with all of them coming back from the hospital, all depressed and stuff like that. And it was because you could make a Hillary or Carlton was drinking and driving, and they had a bad accident, and the mother died.
No, I did not like that.
God.
I don't like that.
It's just tough.
I would have been done.
Listen, that's how you start the idea about the idea chain going. Let's kill her. What do you got?
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, you may have seen recent pictures of Katie Holmes making out with a new man who turned out to be a restaurateur named Emilio Vitolo Jr. He's 33 years old, and apparently he's a big groupie. According to the New York Post, he is obsessed with celebrities. He's got posts and photos all over social media bragging about his various run-ins with A-listers, including Joe Jonas, Lenny Kravitz, Bella Hadid, Barack Obama, just to name a few. But that's not the biggest red flag about
what?
Katie's new man. Word is, He was engaged when he and Katie started dating, and he broke up with his ex via text message the day the photos of him making out with Katie Holmes were published.
Oh my God.
His ex is a designer. Her name is Rachel Emmons, and she still has a picture with Emilio on her Instagram from July 27th. According to one of Rachel's friends, up until the pictures came out, she had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
And that they had concrete wedding plans in the works. Now she is just left with bad press, and she's forced to move home.
Hold on. Whoopi Goldberg's on the phone. She has a message for Katie Holmes.
You in danger, girl.
Thank you.
I thought she was still with Jamie Foxx. That shows how much I know.
No, they broke up a little while ago. You may have seen the hashtag cancel Netflix trending yesterday, and it's all because of a new movie called Cuties. Now, you've probably seen clips of the controversial movie going around. It's about an 11-year-old girl who breaks away from her conservative family to join what's being described as a twerking dance group. It's a French movie, and the poster for the movie alone got everybody talking. And now that the movie's available to stream here in the U.S., it's getting even more negative attention. Subscribers are canceling their subscriptions left and right, and there's even a petition online at change.org that has well over 500,000 signatures asking for people to cancel their Netflix subscriptions. The writer and director of the movie says she's been getting death threats, but defends the movie, saying it's actually a social commentary against the sexualization of young children and encourages people to watch the whole thing, not just one clip. And if you've seen the actual clip, it's very disturbing, I have to say. And I'm someone who's, I've coached cheerleading and dance in dancers for a good chunk of my life.
Yeah.
This is just, it's too much. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's very disturbing.
It made my stomach feel weird. I mean, yeah. I don't think they should cancel Netflix or anything like that because they just don't watch the movie. But it's weird that so there was a video going around. It was going around on TikTok of a dude who literally blew his face off with a shotgun.
It was a suicide.
I could watch more of that than I could of a movie where the 11-year-olds were dancing like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I mean, they were twerking, grabbing like they're bending over, humping the floor, like all kinds of, it was just stuff like 11-year-olds should not be doing.
I couldn't handle that, but I could handle Ronnie McNutt blowing his face off.
Okay. And even though we all know Kanye West has some serious mental health issues, he's proved he's just like the rest of us as he tweeted out pictures of an x-ray of his right hand the other day with the caption, "Too much texting, bro. Had to get the cortisone mixed with a little sprinkle of lidocaine." And he also posted a picture of him getting a cortisone injection, saying the lidocaine worked instantly. He didn't say what the actual diagnosis was, but maybe he has to start doing the whole voice-to-text thing from now on.
So in the middle of, like, doing a frantic tweet or something like that, all of a sudden, like, his thumb game out on.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Sox beat the Rays 4-3. I told you guys yesterday the refs were shady during Game 6 between the Celtics and Raptors. And guess what? The NBA agrees, announcing that the refs indeed did screw up two calls, and both of those calls benefited the Raptors. One was Kemba did get fouled, and they didn't call it with 2 seconds left in regulation. So Kemba should have went to the line, shot two free throws,
and they would have won the
and
game.
We would have won the game.
Are they doing anything? So
no.
So all they're saying is, yes, they messed up. Suck it up.
Yeah, they put out a report.
That's
and
even
they
worse.
Admit when they're wrong.
That's even. I'd rather have it be like wrestling. Have the second referee come out and be like, "We're going to restart the match."
Right?
That doesn't count. He held the rope.
Right? In the NFL, wide receiver Josh Bellamy has been arrested for COVID loan fraud. Check this out. Officials said he misused government loans intended to help businesses survive the pandemic, and allegedly he spent the money on stuff like Gucci.
No.
It's never that serious.
He was going to the casinos too.
Right.
Some people just can't handle
it. Kansas City.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they beat the Texans. Now, yesterday, Pebbles and Melissa gave their lock of the week. Pebbles said it was going to be 30-9.
Uh-huh.
Melissa said it was going to be 40-21. The game, Kansas City 34, the Texans 20. So with that being said, Melissa gets the victory.
It was close.
Yes. You still got it right, though, with the covering.
Yes.
But Melissa did come closer with the score.
Right, but I'm surprised because I'm usually really bad at picking scores. But, I mean, the first game of the season, you can never tell what's going to happen.
Well, we're starting it off. Melissa 1, Pebble 0.
Right, right.
And now?
And then, but Pebbles, you have a chance to redeem yourself.
Oh, crap.
Because it's the Pats. There's another game. Oh, yes, Pats and Dolphins at one. AFC East rivals Cam's debut. Pats are 6.5-point favorites. What you got? Tell me. 6.5, all Pats, right. Dolphins, who you got?
I'm definitely going with the Patriots.
Okay.
I'm always going to go with the Patriots.
All right, need a score.
I'm going to say, who they playing?
The Dolphins.
Yeah. Okay. I know nothing about them. I'm going to do my same score, 30-9.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't think that's a bad choice.
That's a score all season.
I know, all season.
All right, Melissa, who you got?
God, first game is
Mel
so
tough. Mel feels the pressure of actually winning. She's like, oh my God, I got to do it again.
All right, I'm going with the Wait, do they have to cover? Or are we just go competing against each other for score?
Just us.
Yeah, all right. I'm taking the Patriots, and I'm going to say it's going to be 21 to Miami's 14.
21-14. All right.
Nice game.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Okay. I almost was going to say that Miami was going to win, but it's the first game. I'm just going to, you know, just go with my team.
All right. Well, we're going to find out Sunday at 1. Sox and Rays today at 6:40 and Celtics and Raptors. Game 7 tonight at 9. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. 11-year-old Cartier Carey, like a lot of kids, set up a lemonade stand this summer in Virginia. And he did not use the money for himself, but to give back to his community. He wanted to be able to help single mothers in need and decided to focus on the basics, diapers and wipes. By the end of July, he had raised close to $5,000 from the lemonade stand and also from donations. He was able to, Melissa's like, ooh, I need to set up a lemonade stand.
I know. I'm like, Jesus, 1 month?
He was able to give out close to 6,500 diapers. He's now up to giving away 22,000 diapers and is close to his goal of 25,000. And this isn't the first time he's helped others. Before this, he launched Cardi Packs, which are care packages for people who are experiencing homelessness, and also founded his own nonprofit, Kids for Change 757, to help make the community better. I love this kid. That's your good news and this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.